Blog Talk Radio.
Here's a big ass difference from the way I roll to the way you be doing things. Your whole plan smells greasy, ho. Go ahead and get your flow sound. Go ahead and pop your crisp. I'll be waiting for your bitch ass behind the club, sipping on English. And something about you motherfuckers I just can't stand. Got a pussy between your butt cheeks, but still call yourself a man. Oh no, you need your stylist. You broke your little nail and your hair fell out of place when you had that little thing spell. Fuck that, I drag my knuckles on concrete just to prepare. For the moment I see you with jaw, you will blow off your beard. Ski mask strapped on tight. Nowadays that's how you gotta do. Cause broke fucks like you get a black eye and wanna sue. But me, yo, fuck it, I keep it old school and dirty. I'm keeping my people happy, and that's all that concerns me. So go on and keep hating, bitch, we sick of your bullshit. It's about time a scrub sign. I know juggalos are feeling it. Crazy underground, I'm through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way, I'm scrubbing, stepping in. Crazy underground, I'm through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. I'm scrubbing, stepping in. I'm a scrubby, she's a scrubby. Would you like to be a scrubby? Get you a war, say your speech. Better make it count. It's gonna be the last time words ever come out of your mouth. I'll be up in the balcony with a blowgun and poisonous darts, like a silent assassin, a ninja of sorts. While you up in your choreography practice with your glittering pants, you hear me outside with a gang of scrubs starting juggalo chants. And when you come outside, bitch, don't get it confused. It's me in the passenger side of my homeboy's ride spitting on you. I remain a hulkamaniac, ain't afraid to spend food stamps. Give a fuck what a bitch looks like as long as she giving up that ass. And still grip a bucket without a second straw. Split the same drawers for a week straight without taking them off. And don't think for a second I'm scared of getting these hands dirty. Cause your hair's looking mighty ripe and these aiming hands are sturdy. So sooner or later your world and mine will be colliding. And as scrubby as it may seem, I'll always be psychopathic riding. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way, I'm scrubbing, stepping in. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. I'm scrubbing, stepping in. I'm a scrubby, she's a scrubby. Would you like to be a scrubby? Nowadays I just don't know, the shit's out of control. They made it cool to be a fag with gay shit up in the videos. But fuck all that, I bring it back down to a scrubs level. Even if I smell a fruit, I beat it down with a rusty shovel. Preppy motherfuckers roll around in their little benches. I'll be that freeway sniper with them telescope lenses. These dickheads poking and prodding in the world might not like what they find. Then this scrub right here don't mind sometimes getting a little Columbine. Crazy underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way, I'm scrubbing, stepping in. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way, I'm scrubbing, stepping in. I'm a scrubby, she's a scrubby. Would you like to be a scrubby too?
Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio. I'm your blood preacher, Heaven Choir Boy. That's Gail Jesus. Join us very shortly.
Right now, I'm watching the fucking Ice Beat Theater. And y'all go listen to the first 15 minutes of episode 4 of Ice Beat Theater. So, there you go.
On this episode of Insane Clown Posse Theater, pairing up.
Hey, you gonna tell me that don't look like Kesha?
He don't even use drumsticks. He's beating the fuck out of his
drumsticks. Is better. Yeah.
That was rock, man.
I'm Violent J.
I'm Shaggy 2 Dope.
And we're the Insane Clown Posse. Believe it or not, we got our own TV show where we watch videos with our homies and say whatever the hell we want. Welcome to Insane Clown Posse Theater.
ICP Theater in full effect mode.
Sweet, beautiful, sexy Sugar Slam is up there. How you doing, sweetness?
Just fine, as long as I'm up here.
And over there, Vamp the Heckler.
You hired the best, and it's me. So, you.
Thank you. I think you have cute ears as well. And if things get crazy, if things get unruly at all, we've got WWE Hall of Famer Greg the Hammer ready to drop the hammer upon it, the throat. Let's get started right now. Sugar Slam, blast us into overdrive. What do we have on deck first?
Here's Gautier. I'm sure you'll mispronounce that with somebody I used to know.
Like when you said you felt so happy you could die.
Whoa, that's the guy from Clockwork Orange.
Holy sh. It's that one guy from the Somebody I Used to Know video.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
It's him.
Who is him? I don't even
know. Him.
Who is he trying to be?
Himself.
Which is who?
Him. You don't understand. It's above your level of comprehension.
Clue what the f*** you're talking about. It's him being him, but who the f***
this
is him?
The guy who sings this song, right?
All
right,
understood.
Okay. Now, it blew up. It got so popular, people are sick of it now. And everywhere he goes, they say, hey, you look like Goatee. And he says, I am Goatee. And then they say, so what? You're played out.
Well, no wonder. Look how f- lame he is.
And you know how he put that chick on that third verse?
What are you? No, I've never even heard of Goatee.
You never heard this song?
I don't know. Don't know what this is.
Well, right now there's a chick you can't see her. She's buffing his pickle.
Okay, I can see the top of her head in the corner.
Okay, she's topping him off. But she shows up later, all right? And he regrets putting her on the song because he could have had all those royalties himself, but he let this dumb bitch get on the song.
So this is insider knowledge you're giving me.
Yes.
Okay.
Here comes the chick. She's topping him off. She's wiping him down. And there she is. And
now, so why is she in the video?
And now, if you listen to me, he can't go and perform the song all the way through without her.
Too
so
bad.
Every time he goes on tour, it's like, where's the dumb bitch? You know what I mean? Unless he brings her with him everywhere he goes. And he don't even like her no more. He only put her on this song to get some... Listen, I know the whole story. This is a true story. He's been around for years, dog. He has like, seriously, he has like 4,000 singles. He's been at this game forever. He's from Pittsburgh. Well, he meets this chick in the studio. In order to try to get some ass, he says, you want to get on my third verse? And she's like, sure. So he gets some ass, forgets about it, never sees her again, and it happens to be this song that blows up. And now he's stuck paying her royalties for the rest of his life. It's like he got her pregnant or something. All right.
Very educational. Thanks.
Yes. Do you have 2 cents to chip into this, Vampiro?
Yeah, I have no clue who that guy is, man.
Come on, man. That song was like a number one on every list made.
Yeah. On what station or what CD were you playing?
You've heard this song on the radio 1,000 times. They have elevator mixes. They have techno mixes of it. They have dubstep mixes of it. I know you've heard this.
No.
Whatever. What the f- ever?
Yeah, no, it's not happening, guy.
Okay. Sweet sugar tits. Video, please.
Ooh, boys, you should really enjoy this one. I have D'Angelo with Untitled, How Does It Feel?
The need to take my shirt off.
The nose.
The face.
The sensual eyebrows. Look up. Awaken.
The lips.
Lick them gingerly at my face. There they go.
Wait a minute. I remember this video.
Oh, kind of... no. This is the naked guy, ain't it?
No, it's not the naked guy because I'll get up and walk. Wait a minute.
I'm telling you, he's naked,
this
dog.
This is D'Angelo.
Yeah, he's naked.
This is the guy who did the naked video and then in real life got all fat and bloated and couldn't come out. Whoa, that's enough. Bring it. Pan up. Pan up. Pan up.
So he's like, all right, I got a good-ass idea for a video. Check this out, fellas. I'm going to be all naked. You're going to get right above my actual... Not the f***ing hair, so I'm going to shave it smooth. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to get right above where my actual starts, right there. If you go, don't, just right above it, so we make everybody in the house horny. You guys with it? You guys with it, huh?
Yeah. That was the treatment.
Right.
All naked.
To the
d***y words. Come on, where are you going with this camera?
Why is he squeezing his teeth?
Ow, what where the f***? Oh, the big ball. The ball!
He turned around and showed him.
Oh.
This is the worst video ever made on the planet, in the universe.
Imagine if I did this video. Forget about me naked if you can.
Okay? I don't know. I'll never be able to forget about
it. I want to see D'Angelo do this video now.
Right, right. Unshaven and belly bound.
Now that he put on an extra 95 pounds.
Now he's got the Rick Ross beard.
The Rick Ross belly and the tits. But he was in his prime. This was his moment. The song, the music, the teeth, the body, the hair. He was perfect ready. They captured it on film. He will live forever off this video.
Right, right.
And he will never be able to achieve this again.
Not again.
Vamp, did that not arouse you a little bit?
No.
No.
And I just couldn't imagine the guy being the cameraman, you know, with his weapon in his eye the whole time.
You were in the music industry back then. Vamp was on set underneath the camera right. Holding the down, so that didn't happen.
Right.
Like this, Vamp. This was you.
Right.
He couldn't even look up. He just had to,
right.
Just had to look down and wait for cut.
And it never cut.
It
never cut.
And then finally they cut. That was it. Right.
Coming up.
They ran out of Christel and had more helicoptered in. No problem. No problem.
Do you know if you watch Teen Wolf at the end, some guy's going to hang out?
Why would you watch a whole movie looking for it?
We'll be back with more in St. Cloud Posse Theater.
Hershey's Mars.
Works for me, it really helps to see those blue liquid demos. Shouldn't you decide what works for yourself? Try our new Extra Maxi. It has a super absorbent core with comfortable protection. Plus, it's the only pad with dual side covers. Grab yours at ubicotex.com.
Perfect skin? BB. Or anti-aging? BB. My Garnier BB does both.
Another Garnier skincare innovation, our first anti-aging BB cream. Garnier combines patented Proxolin in a wrinkle-fighting formula plus tinted mineral pigments.
One application, five results. Evens tone, hydrates, protects, firms, and in just weeks, reduces wrinkles.
Clinically tested.
Perfect and younger looking. Have it all.
New Garnier anti-aging BB cream.
I love my Garnier BB.
Bounty Hunters.
You're the most dangerous man we've ever tracked.
It ain't just me you gotta worry about.
What is it?
Up, I'm Bonnie J.
I'm Coolio.
And I'm Shaggy Too Dope. And right about now, ICP Theater is in the gangster's paradise.
Woo woo!
Welcome back to Insane Clown Posse Theater.
Hey, Sugar Slam, can you please bring Coolio down?
Coolio, Coolio, Coolio. I'm so glad you're here at ICP Theater.
Thank you.
But I gotta know one thing. Did you and Michelle Pfeiffer ever bump uglies?
I didn't even think about it.
Why?
She ain't got enough ass.
Oh, I gotta ask.
Ever see, but over here.
Come right on. In the middle.
Okay. Get in there. Come on.
Like a clown sandwich.
Sit down.
That's right. Y'all must be in between tours right now, because I know on tour your ass be losing weight. You got to.
Well, you know, I'm like a puffer fish, Coolio. I go up and down, in and out.
When he gets frightened, he puffs out. You know what I'm saying?
What is it like to be the largest artist in the world? And you held that spot for a long time.
Now, that being said, when you were at your pinnacle
way
up here, who's the biggest celebrity broad you banged? Not biggest as in biggest.
Who's the biggest celebrity you ever knocked boots with? Come on, man. Somebody famous.
Adina Howard. Do you fuck Adina Howard?
I want to fuck.
Very nice. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God.
I got to give you that part.
Check this out. Bruh. We was on tour, right? We did a couple shows together. So I go to her room. I think I'm going to hit again, right? I knock on the door. Guess who answered the door? Darius Miles from the L.A. Clippers.
You got used. She used
it. I was like, what's up, guys? He said, come on in, man.
Oh, I wish I had a hat on so I could take it off to you.
Hey, say, Coolio, perhaps you'd like to watch a video with us.
Yes,
Let's do it.
Let's do that. Let's do that. Let's watch the video. Hey, Sugar Slam, take us into video land.
Coolio, here's Jay-Z with Big Pimpin'.
CLAB, we doing Big Pimpin' up in NYC. It's just that.
This one of the few times you see Jay-Z without a hat. He kind of like LL. You always wear a hat.
That's right. LL had insecurity.
No, but I see LL without a hat.
It's normal. I know, but for some odd reason, that was a big rumor back then. He had an egghead or something.
Yeah. Because he didn't like his head.
He made so much money, he had surgery, see?
Right.
LL used to have a cone-shaped head. He was insecure about it until he made the money to have it fixed. Then he started showing
his head. He got shaved down a little bit.
Right. He got surgically shaved down. More shaped like an egg. And it was perfectly, once it was perfectly formed, he revealed it.
Jay-Z is so large now, he don't even say bitches no more. You know, he's like, fine women. You know what I'm saying? He don't have bitches no more. He lost his bitches pass.
See, this is like the other level right here. Here's the treatment. We're going to take 500 homies to Brazil, throw money in the streets, and then come home. They ran out of Cristal and had more helicoptered in. No problem.
Just parachute in more Cristal.
Now, damn it.
Hey, what you think about the whole PMC thing? You think that was a... You think it was not, but you think that was real, or you think they... You know what they say? It's a conspiracy theory that they killed PMC.
Anytime a rapper dies, it's a conspiracy theory.
No
rapper dies of natural death. It just don't
happen. That's right. Anytime a rapper dies, you'll never know what really happened.
Right.
That's it. That's where it just needs to rest. You'll never know.
Rest in peace, PMC. PMC is in this video.
They came to Brazil. They threw money in the streets. They threw a huge parade of pimpiness. And then they took all the hoes, got back on the yacht, and sailed back home. Who lives like this?
This means the
hammer time
is over.
Oh, sorry about that, man.
Nah, it's all good, man.
All right, man.
What happened to this?
That's Michael Jackson.
That's Michael.
With the fedora,
what God
the glove.
Hey, I want one of those. I'll get you one. Can I get mine a little smaller, though?
Man, he was cool, man.
A real sweet guy.
Real nice guy, real down-to-earth. Dina Howard, allegedly.
She was big back in the day.
She was a star, man. What are you talking about?
I'm not knocking her.
I'd rather f*** you.
Like, I don't know that. Who are you trying to sell on this, guy?
And I'd rather f*** with you.
Bam.
Yo.
What's up with you and Coolio?
I think Coolio should put out a book, brother. That guy can help some people.
Oh, f*** you, vamp.
What time do it be?
It be time for our venereal video.
Why do they call it venereal video?
What are you, a f***ing idiot? Because it won't go away!
Idiot. Here's labor pain.
You know that according to women, childbirth is the worst kind of pain there is.
I think butt sex would be the worst pain, but that's
right, yeah.
Well, Simon Le Bon from Duran Duran.
And Margaret Cho.
What we're going to do today is we're going to put some electrode simulations on your abdomen.
They're about to experience the pain of childbirth. No, that's funny for real.
Yeah.
That's dirt, don't it, you bitch?
He's going to deliver it doggy style. Right, it's going to pop
you
out like a baby.
You can't stand up and do all that when you're pregnant. Lay down. Lay down and take it like a man. Now listen here.
Oh, yeah, it's true. It does hurt.
I'm telling you right
it really
now,
hurts.
They get interviewed like Ted Koppel's in there interviewing them. You know
you
what I'm
had to
saying?
Do all that to figure out how much that hurts, man.
That I just experienced.
Would that hurt? I don't think so.
I don't know.
Imagine passing a football through your...
Hi, y'all. So moving on from that, what do you say we go with a little suicide hotline?
Suicide hotline, may I help you?
Yeah. Well, I'm about to fucking kill myself.
Listen, you don't want to do that, okay? You don't want to do that.
I'm getting... There's so many fucking reasons why I don't even need to be here anymore.
There's
I'm
no
gonna
reason.
Put a slug in my fucking head.
You don't want to do that. You want to be on Earth, okay?
Fuck that shit, man. I got a gun right now.
Put it away,
and
please.
I got it right under my chin, man. Fuck that.
Take it away from me.
I'm gonna fucking blow my head all over the ceiling.
No, you're not, okay?
Fuck this shit, man.
Hey, just talk to me, okay?
It ain't no point to
shoulder near. I can't stay here and it's colder there. I don't wanna look back cause it's gonna hurt. I slice my wrist and it's gonna squirt. For me, everybody holds the hate. I get backstabbed and everybody holds the stake. It's no road to take, I'm in a circle drive. Busting at myself and I'm trying to survive. I'll disappoint you and I will let you down. And I ain't got many homeboys coming around. You don't understand, so don't say you do. I swear I'll put a motherfucking slug in you. I'm the only one, the lonely one. At home alone, loading a gun, thinking why not?
Why not? Why not, okay? Okay, you have feelings inside your head, okay? I understand that. Feelings lead to depression. When you have depression, you have a lonely void inside of your heart, okay? And your heart means everything to the world, okay?
I got court coming up. I stole the truck. I got a bitch pregnant and I'm broke as fuck. I wanna get high, but I got pissed at.
Well,
I'm always first name on top of shit list.
No.
Get this, the witches made my chest. It's permanent nightly visiting net.
What?
It ain't no clothes that I look good in. I'm the motherfucking big red train that couldn't. I got no family, I stole they shit.
Okay.
Restraining orders and I still won't quit. I hit rock bottom and then I fell in a hole. And then I fell through the floor, that hole some more. I've been missing for a year, nobody's looking.
I
got beat down and my shit took in.
Oh.
I look ahead and all I see is more of the same. Or this self-inflicted bullet hole pouring my brain.
Okay.
I dream about cutting heads off with a shovel.
What?
The dreams are getting serious, think I'm in trouble.
Oh,
I don't hold memory for more than an hour. I'm tired as fuck and I'm drained of power. I ain't halfway there and I'm all out of time. I'm like a crushed light bulb, all out of shine.
Oh, no.
I've been around the world and no place is home. I wanna see the other side when I face this chrome. I'm butt naked, I've been jacking off, getting drunk. It's my last hours alive, who gives a fuck? It don't matter. I'm doing this shit in a garage, trying to make it easier for them to clean my head splotch. This bitch I loved, I hope she finds me still up in a chair with my thoughts behind me.
Wait.
I'm about to do it.
No.
Can you hold for a second?
Wait a minute.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Where are you at?
Right down the street.
Well, who?
My girl Shannon. We were wondering if we can stop by.
Well, shit. Yeah. Come on by.
Really?
Yeah. Hey.
I know. Bring some blunts. All right.
Uh-huh. All right, bye.
So we pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come.
Alright, we'll be back up next, because we still watching this shit. Yo, for those who are fucking, you know, who have views and are tuning in watching the fucking Insane Clown Posse Theater, yeah, tonight's fucking a good one. And thank God, yo, these guys are fucking destroyed and killed Mac Miller and that bitch fucking Kendrick Lamar. But, up next, here we go. ICP, Fresh Kid Ice, Vanilla Ice, and MC Breed. Swallow this nut.
Aloha ho, Big Joe on the intro. My dick in your mouth is that simple. I'm on a chain with a gang of dicks. For you and them rabbits that you hanging with. My clown paint glows in the dark, don't be scared. If something starts tickling your ass, it's my beard, bitch. I'm freaky. Slobbing me down and swallow me up. Chinaman, follow me up.
Ripping hoes from state to state. Dick in her mouth, nuts on her face. Daddy long stroke, try to kill her tonsils, cause I love the way she choked on my junk. Suck this dick like you do a slurry, and the sounds you make me more horny. So swallow this nut, cause you love the taste. And if you don't, it'll be on your face.
She's sexy, sexy, don't spit it out. She caught it, keep it in your mind.
Get in the face, bitch, let me bust this. Too many bitches acting like they don't suck. They be camarada when they taste that nut. Don't get it twisted, though. In order to hit it and get it out of it, you gotta be a gifted hoe. Some heads worth paying for, it ain't me.
Yeah.
Gotta love to do it, wanna do it for free, for real.
Here's a story about Juggalo Randy. He met a chick, licked a dick like candy. And now he's hooked and he's buying a gold. With his ass like pussy control. When you link with your dick, son, you're done for good. Fucking trifling hoes straight out of the hood. Now you're
stuck with a 7-day itch, screaming bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Come on,
Miami,
she sexy, sexy,
don't spit it out.
She caught it, caught
it, in your mind.
All in the face, make a real sucker.
Won't say it's great.
We all,
she sexy, sexy,
don't spit it out.
She caught it, caught
it, in your mind.
All in the face, make a real sucker.
Won't say it's great.
We all,
what you gonna do when the dicks on wrong?
You gonna suck it or fuck it, or leave it alone?
I'm a raw ass. With a gang of play. Hope your mouth don't have a pistol, I'll raise the blade. I'ma fuck you and leave ya, bitch don't see ya.
I love fishing,
cause bitch don't need ya. Please, when it's all over, say the drama. How you swallow my cheek like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Hey ladies, fuck off and lick nuts. Shaggy too fresh, got the meat for these sluts. I see you liking that thong, all up in your ass crack. Make me think you watch a dick with that stat. I shoot a hoop, put my two balls, your net in the basket. Hoes just call me fantastic. Dick stretching your lips like elastic. Swallow that shit like a freaky fat bastard.
Bitch, she sexy, sex, don't spit it out.
She caught it, caught
it, keep it in your mind.
All in the face, make a real sucker.
Won't say it's great.
We all,
she sexy, sex, don't spit it out.
She caught it, caught
it, keep it in your mind.
All in the face, make a real sucker.
Won't say it's great.
We all.
Hi, y'all. We back. Up next, I'll stick with doing some J-Rock Blood Walk.
They call J-Rock coming straight out of Watts. You know I keep my bloods with me cause we beef off the block. Know that black tech is black 45 tough. Throw my weights red chucks, red strings. Throw my hood up in your face. Ooh, woo, shoot, foo. Cherry red Chevrolet. Hitting switches on them bitches. Smoking purple every day. Sitting sideways, leaning off that quaver. Shoot a nigga down, keep the killers on the payroll. Steady swimming. But nigga, I don't know shit. But to get some money, fuck the bitches stacking mochi. Gotta hit my hood up, niggas send guard. It's my goon stove, niggas in the trash like some garbage. Body on the ball, Maserati calling. Beating down your block, knocking bitches off your wall land. I do my blood walk, I do my blood walk. Two step, throw my hood up, yeah this blood off.
Like that, no like this. Give it up, give it up, slide like this.
Two
step.
Like this, rest in peace, be brave, relative on the replay. Niggas disrespecting, catch a slug with a heat spray. Back in 98, it was Crip walking crazy. Now it's 08, niggas blood walking crazy. You see that footwork, now that's a work of art. We hit a party, watch my dog set the floor apart. And we don't shy, we just rock my. Them Chuck Taylors do they job, look, we mob through the neighborhood. Bouncing like a kangaroo, jumping like it's 92. Sipping on that 80 poop, slaying pipe like 82. 82, whooping with my fellow troops. We on fire like them hollows when the metal shoots. And you know why I do a thing. Blood walking with my niggas in a pit of flames.
Like that. No, like this. Give it up, slide like this. Two steps, slide like this. Do the blood walk, I do mine like this. Be brave like that. No, like this. Give it up, slide like this. Two steps, slide like this. Do the blood walk, I do mine like this.
And we're back.
God damn. Blazing
stuff, man. But, man, yo, like I said, tonight's fucking ICB Theater was fucking awesome. funny as all hell. I mean, besides the fact that you had Von Jay hitting on Scott Hall, the that was just a little creepy and disturbing. But hey, you know what happened? It gets creepy with that, but then it just gets even creepier. But I think we're going to go with another track here. And I think we are going to go with my boy Beastmaster. Just because of the fact that dude's dope, fucking dude's fucking music is fresh as all fuck. And I ain't bumped this shit in forever. So, please let me go with Dear Joe and Joey.
Juggalo Gathering 2003. Dear Joe and Joey, and anybody else listening to this, may I have your attention for a few minutes? The Beastmaster is my name, the North Shore Juggalo, Torleif James. Relax, this track has no strings attached. Compact disc with a list of side effects. Unless, of course, somehow it turns a profit, then you Hefner sure to sue me for it. Thoughts in my head needed a vehicle. Thoughts in my head, barely conceivable. Needles and pins, it's all been a whirlwind. Don't know the ending, so where do I begin? Circa 78, conceived in the blizzard, as prophesied by a Norwegian wizard. 80s and 90s, so desensitizing. Seeing all these guys dropping like flies in the blink of an eye, I felt a change inside. I'm not gonna let this pass me by. I learned from experience, just trying to give a little back. So listen up or get bitch slapped. In 96, when I was 17, the Browse House Easter Sunday wrestling, Tommy B enthusiastically introduced me to a little something something off the Riddlebox L. Curiosity cracked open carnival doors when Malenko dropped in and out of record stores. But this was nothing in comparison to witnessing a clown show in person. Ninja's vision of heaven in 97, paradise. That Boston venue had no clue what we were getting into. Dead center front row and no barricade. And at the end of the show, we ended up on the stage. And the clowns don't lay go all over us. Walked out of there feeling like $1 million. That adrenaline rush, you only know if you know. When you make that switch into a full-blown juggalo. Lupos, Avalon, Songus, Palladium. All of a sudden, I couldn't get enough of it. Had to fucking have it if it ran with a hatchet. Every EP and Joker's card I could get. Even hard to find tracks surfacing on the internet. And Shockumentary was wicked ironic, cause we acted like it before we even saw it. I'm not narrow-minded, never felt more alive. And we all survived and chanted. Props to Twisted. Don't even get me started. Batman raps, that's a whole nother seminar. Kid inside of me, sick of reality. Individual with the Juggalo family. Tommy B holding down the floor in the scene with the cut-rate crew ripping, know what I mean? Distance is nothing, unity means strength. A carnival lifeline of infinite length. In the meantime, we all just enjoying the ride. Do a twist and spin to the other side. All riled up, anticipating the six. Trying our best to avoid pissing contests. The matter hatchet gear that you own is irrelevant. All you really need is clown love to represent. Remember this at the merchandise booth. You only got one life and your death is proof. ICP, thank you for the Joker's cars, Lotus Pod, and for this family of ours. We drop everything for our gatherings. No exaggerating, they're fresher than anything. For the show's going down, rain or shine. It's always raining, they go inside. We roll with y'all because we believe the dark carnival is forever. Like you said in 17, we're in this together. The carnival gets me high like marijuana. Ecstasy, beautiful like Rihanna. Diamonds, all up in a piñata. Hit them up if you want quick before you're a goner. Think you gotta shine? Take a look at the lives you changed with this carnival surprise. Hell, I gotta shine equally bright. Swear to God, I'm not lying. My shine's damn blinding. Just a matter of time, man. Hear the unveiling straight up gave us goosebumps. And brother, I promise, he didn't trick us. It's justified, 10 years in one song. Inside, I know I knew it all along. In this complex matrix of technology, I don't need my Joker's card spelled out for me. It's time we told you how great you are. Our carnival unity, always top priority.
I'ma be down, I'ma be down. Down with the clown till I'm dead in the ground. Look at my crystal ball, it's all right. Wicked rhymes, wicked times, you too.
ninja. Damn, I wish I could be a ninja, ninja. How many souls will fall from the sky? How many souls were wondering why? We know you is who we are, but even in Shangri-La.
Ed, we're back. And I want to punch Mac Miller in the face. How about you, Ghetto?
First things first, I would just like to say I love Violent J.
Hell yeah, man. That was fucking awesome.
And that video was almost gay-free until Scott Hall came on.
Yeah, I know. Like, come on, Jay, man. They get sitting there trying to fucking hit on the motherfucker.
Like, they're sitting there talking about bitches for a while, and then all of a sudden, Scott Hall comes out and he turns off gay.
Yeah, I know, right?
Telling me would jerk off to a picture of him? What the fuck?
That was just, wow, no.
But,
the thing is, like, did you see the look up on Scott Hall's face? He was disturbed.
I think we all were.
So, Ghetto, I'm about to start another war up in all Juggalo chat.
Oh, yeah, you're going to side suplex Mac Miller onto a fence?
But I would love to. But no,
see, man, that's the type of shit he should have said about the other video that he watched with Drake.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
but he redeemed himself by saying all this shit in this episode.
Yeah. But yeah, no, again. The Respect Squad back up in that group again.
Oh, the Respect Squad. How I've missed you.
Yeah, because I just one by fucking posted up that, you know, she loves to be on top and, like, 6 or 7 inches, like, between.
Did you just say 6 or 7 inches between?
That's what she said.
Wait. What exactly does this person want to be on top of, and what's in between what?
Well, unfortunately, because of the fact the entire fucking Respect Squad decided to get up on her case, she fucking,
well, what did she
do
what
her.
Was that girl even saying? Was she saying that she's having sex and she loves to be on top, or what the hell was she saying?
But the thing is, like, you know, she didn't even say if it was about sex or not. People just assumed it was, and they just fucking got up on her and just jumped on her and all this fucking shit.
Huh? Well, there you go. Are you excited about Lords of Salem coming out on Tuesday on DVD?
Oh, hell yeah. But, you know, just, you know, for all the prudes up in that group, I posted up a video, Old School Pervert.
I'm sure they'll love that. Hashtag respect.
Yeah, I think it's funny how I actually fucking comes in hashtag respect squad.
I don't think people understand what that means.
I don't think so either.
They probably
not, and then
look right by it.
This dude, a Vister, starts bitching saying, I don't care what y'all think of me after this. And I really don't give a fuck, but girls, if you want to post up a pic of yourself, I'm all for it. You want guys to add you, I ain't got no problem, but as soon as you start posting sex references, you best bet I'm going to get involved. Because for one, I am sick and tired of people trying to whore themselves out on this page. Two, if you are looking for sex or anything else, take it to your personal page. The family does not need to see this.
Shit. Suck my nuts, bitch. Fuck you.
Let's see. And he goes, we have Young Lows and Lutz who do not need to be exposed to that type of thing.
Exactly. Get rid of them. What the fuck?
Three, if you with a guy one day and say you love him and then the next day you're single, I call that a homie hopper. No one wants a homie hopper. And this is a personal one. Four, if you think you're hard, so hard on the comment section and call me out making threats but won't message me personally with your beef, then you're just scared, and I got love for all my fam, but as soon as you disrespect me or anyone I know on this page, then you better fucking run, and you better run fast.
Well, I'm glad he took the time out of his day to come up with four things he doesn't like about the page.
Yeah.
Probably put a lot of hard thought into that.
So, you know, I'm almost tempted.
It'd be a shame if somebody commented and said, fuck you.
I had some chick up in there decided to post up the same fucking, almost practically the same fucking comment. Well, status. I know, right? So I'm almost tempted to just to piss people off. Post up in there and be like, so, who is everyone's favorite porn star?
So, who wants to suck my dick?
Oh, wait, here we go. Here's the other post from the chick in this group, Rachel Sherwin. Okay, I'm sorry to the fam if I seem like a bitch, cunt, whore, whatever, but I don't know, fudge. First of all, you're going fudge.
Fudge?
What?
How are you going to say words like that and then say fudge?
Yeah, I know, right? I guess if you want to troll, go for it. Want to be a hoe, go on the singles page and keep that shit to yourself. I understand if you have needs, but don't blast this page with it. Also, if you're so in the mood, grab a toy and go watch your favorite shit. Also, for all the men who seem to only comment on pictures with girls' tits out, why don't you do it for the decent-looking girls? I'm just asking a question. I get it that the ones with the tits out are easier, but the more decent ones that have their chest covered up, those are the girls who are good. Well, at least that's what I've experienced. Well, you already experienced bullshit. And she goes, also, I know not a lot of lefts can help it if they have cleavage. Like, if you have a big bust, it's inevitable to wear a tank top without cleavage hanging out. I'm just stating my opinion.
They can't help it. I can't help it. Motherfucker, then don't wear a fucking tank top then, man. Wear a normal shirt.
So now to start a whole new war. See what happens.
But I don't know. My dog didn't seem to like that post.
I know. I heard.
She likes to see big, busty women.
Yeah, that's what I'm going. Well, first, and then, who is your favorite porn star?
I think you should probably put that after the question.
I think so, too.
Or before and after.
Now, let's see what happens. Now, let's see what more folks say about this shit. Because it's kind of retarded. And this chick's got no idea. It's kind of like Beyonce.
It's because of you, Havoc. We're going to yell out on a Facebook group. you always do when people think of nice titties.
Oh, well. There we go. Roach Diggin liked my comment. Well, status.
Okay, then.
I'm waiting for the. I'm just gonna wait for the respect squad to, you know, jump in and say something. And the minute they do, first comment is going in. Hashtag respect squad. There we go. There we go. Got the first comment of the day on that one.
Of the day. It's almost the end of the day.
Oh, of the night. William Odom goes, Jenna Hayes or Jess Jane? Or Jesse Jane?
That's Jenna James. Jameson. But, wait, just is that girl a porn star? Really? I thought she was just, like, a model or something.
Well, Jesse Jane and then, Jenna Hayes is a porn star, too.
No, the second one. Clearly, fucking Jenna Hayes is. I thought that person just fucked up on saying Jenna Jameson, though.
Nah. Yeah, Jesse Jane is a porn star. Part of Digital Playground. But she has her own website, too.
I'd have to say Alexis Texas. Or
go ahead and comment. Well, when you turn the address on, go ahead and comment that.
Or Lisa Ann. Or Gina Michaels.
Like I said, when you get online, go ahead and comment.
Or Jada Stevens. Shit, man, all you really need to do is look through my photos on my Facebook.
It looks even a fucking lit like my status there, see?
I don't understand what they like about that.
I don't know. But
I guess
like it.
Asking who your favorite porn star was, I don't know. There's just something to like about that.
So, are you ready? For Tuesday?
The hell happens Tuesday?
Joe calls back in.
Oh, that's right. Who do we get to call in tonight?
And if he called in tonight, that would be fucking scary.
I said, who do we get to call in tonight?
I don't know. I know Lucius, who's a part of Straight Jacket Records. I told him, you know, apparently he wants to be on the show. I told him just call him randomly.
Like, Tuesdays, we get chill. Thursdays, we don't get kissing.
Yeah, we were supposed to.
About spider webs. How until they become invisible.
Well, they're even more invisible when it's freaking dark.
Man, even in broad daylight, you can't fucking see that shit.
Well, yeah, that's true.
So that's why every time I see one, man, I make sure I fucking step on it or something. Like, ah, bitch.
It came in my mouth.
What came in your mouth?
The fucking spider web.
Ah, ski, ski, ski.
Hopefully that shit's all completely gone since this fucking took his damn towel and just fucking whacked the shit.
Yeah, now you're gonna walk back and you're gonna walk into more of it.
Man, I hope not.
That's what's gonna happen.
Come on. Did you really... It's funny as all hell could have been. Each time I fucking, you know, walked out my room, it wasn't there. This time I said I'm gonna go take a piss and it's there. Like, fuck.
Let's see, Lotus Pod Typhoon goes, Belladonna, Tara Patrick, and new ones is Johanna Angel. And then William Odom goes, I'd still bang Bridget the Midget.
Really? That's his answer.
I guess so. Any other CDs are out yet? Let's find out. Go straight out of DK shit, the hook they got.
They got the bonus tracks for Chris Calico if you don't have those.
I don't have those. And I don't want to go into motherfucking fuck you, Facebook.
Yeah, motherfucking fuck you, Facebook.
Oh, because I wanted to fucking delete something. It took me all the way back to the fucking, like, a whole nother page I was on.
No way to go.
So, straight out of DK. What else we got? Yeah, Media Fire always works better for me. I'm surprised the fucking Respect Squad hasn't jumped up on my fucking set, on my status there yet.
They must be asleep.
Oh, maybe if we get lucky, they'll go into a deep sleep for good.
Hopefully.
I noticed there's a track we ain't got up on the soundboard.
And what's that?
Pervert.
Wow. Way to go. You probably deleted it.
Oh, I don't think we ever had it uploaded.
I don't understand how you're going to be the respect squad in a Juggalo group anyway, when clearly they talk about a whole bunch of sexual things.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, come on, like, dude, like, I even posted up on someone's equipment status saying, apparently these motherfuckers have forgotten about old school pervert and dirty little girl. And oh yeah, a classic, Sex Out South from Tech N9ne.
Well, actually, you just named some twisted songs. But you can go to ICP songs like A Little Something Something.
Yeah.
I guess you could even say Redneck Ho.
Cherry Pie,
there you go.
Your dog didn't like that too much.
She wants her cherry pie.
Yeah, but it's fucking retarded to have people call us the first word, but in a Juggalo group, you obviously have never heard half the shit.
Yeah, for fuck's sake, man. Those songs are probably your favorite songs.
Yeah. But, they're gonna diss on motherfuckers because they put a fucking sex shit up in there? Fuck out of here.
Bad sweaty Betty, tell me when you're ready.
Hey, there you go, there's another one.
Fat, sweaty pumpkin pie.
Well, I mean, clearly back in the day, nobody would even give a fuck what, you know, Juggalo fucking looked like. Now, all of a sudden, they bitch about it.
I never really seen, like, anybody complain so much until, like, I don't know, Facebook.
Yeah, I know. It's fucking ridiculous.
Like, seriously, that was the only time I saw people, like, had such a big problem with it.
Apparently, there's kids on Facebook. Bitch, there were kids on MySpace, too! And
yeah.
nobody gave a fuck about them. Now all of a sudden they're all worried about the fucking kids and the young Juggalos up in the group on Facebook.
Well, instead of being a douchebag, you should probably send it to an 18 and up group.
Yeah.
If it isn't something that I don't see in a JCPenney's catalog, then it's okay with me. As long as it gets me off.
It's funny how people go, and you know, decide to respond, saying, we have kids, we don't want our kids to see us. Well, bitch, it's up to you to decide on what, you know, on what your fucking kid does. I mean, seriously, like,
you know, I love you, but now you gotta die.
I wish that the fucking respect squad bitches would die. I don't give a fuck if they fam or not. Go away, die.
Well, if they comment on something, that's the next thing you say. Girl, you know, I love you, but now you gotta die.
All right, let's go with this right here, right now. Old school pervert for your motherfucker.
If I licked your pussy, would you suck my dick? I got you moaning like the bitches in the porno flick. Pull your panties to the side so I can dig you out, cause I'm the old school pervert. You know what I be all about. I'm looking for a girl with some fat lips and some nice hips, a honey dip to come equipped with some big tits. Baby, you're the bomb and I heard your pussy sweet like Annie, and you be having niggas down to be down like Brandy. But what I wanna know, are you a freak? Can we bust a 6-9 in my backseat on the creek? Move, what I gotta prove? Girl, you heard the song, your pussy is my weakness, and I'm feeling cock strong like He-Man. So who do I be, man? You're calling me sick, but you're the one that's tongue kissing your girl after she sucked my dick. Playing role games where my dick swang, I'll be Indiana Bones in the Temple of Poom Tang, fucking that cunt like a maniac, steaming up my back windows of my 86 Pontiac, aphrodisiac, Spanish fly in your drink. By 10 o'clock at night, I'll be fucking you on the sink. I can tell you're coming by the way you scream and moan. I bet you dream about fucking when you be all alone. But now I'm with you, unleash emotions of ecstasy, cause you with the old school PRVRT. Every bitch wants to be fucked, every nigga wants to be sucked. And if y'all lying, y'all just a bunch of fronts. Every bitch wants to be fucked, every nigga wants to be sucked. And if y'all lying, y'all just a bunch of fronts. Discriminate on ass or pussy the same. I fuck the gangsta bitches, preppy hoes, and all the plain chains. It don't matter if you're black, white, red, or brown, cause I got enough dick to spread around the town. To the little yellow girls with the slanted eyes, I wrap a bow around my dick and then I yell surprise. And to the sisters, and to the sisters, I love it when you shake that ass and say Mr. Bones, you do it like nobody can. That's right, honey, I'm the pervert man. I have you grabbing on your ankles and spreading your toes, cause I'ma fuck you till you get a bloody nose. White hoes, I love you cause you be so sneaky, pulling your panties down trying to get freaky, fingering your pussy cause you know that's what I like. Girl, you getting fucked tonight, that's right. To the pretty Arab girls market, I love to lick your pussy floating on a magic carpet. To the romantic bitches fucking on beaches in the sand, I'm like an Eminem, I come in your mouth, not in your hand. Long lasting like a Duracell at the motel, I won't tell if you don't tell. Watch my dick swell, can't give a couple licks like a lollipop, cause I can't and I won't stop till I see your panties drop. Then I drop my load like a washing machine, then I'm on my way to find another pussy to please. I'm a everybody. Every nigga wants to be sucked, if y'all lying, y'all just a punch up front. Every bitch wants to be fucked, every nigga wants to be sucked, if y'all lying, you a punch up front. You're a prophylactic, cause I don't be no idiot. I ain't trying to get sick up for no silly shit, but let's get back to the story. I'm busting up in the morning glory, I can't afford a shorty, I can barely support me. So now you know the deal, I'm coming real, can we leave this place? And go back to your crib and you can sit on my face. I'll make you wetter than the ocean and hot like the Bahamas.
How could you play that? There's little kids listening.
Oh, well.
Man, I don't even want to fucking type that with my eyes open, motherfucker.
Fuck out of here.
What?
I'm posting up a picture saying, type Facebook with your eyes closed. Bitch, I don't even want to type that with my eyes open.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, just to be an asshole right now, I'm going to fucking comment this number on this chick's status saying, says, if you're not chicken, post this on your page and see what people rate you. I'm going to rate 25. It says which in capital letters.
What?
Some chick posted up a picture up in that group saying, if you're not chicken, post this on your page and see what people rate you. It goes, one is crazy, two I'd marry you, three I'd date you, four is sarcastic, five I miss you, six I'd kiss you, seven beautiful, eight smart, well, blah, blah,
man,
let's see, nine imaginative, 10 random, 11.
You don't
11.
Have to name them all, man. What did you choose?
I chose 25.
Which is?
Which? I did it for you. The chick that talked about the whole fucking life being on top. Turns out she has kids herself.
Well, it's one way to get kids.
Man, this chick, what the fuck's her name? Claire Perry Cochran. Posted a shitload of fucking porn stars that are her favorite. Peter North, Christy Canyon, Ron Jeremy, Jerry Butler, Asia Carrier, Jenna Jameson.
It's probably the only one that's going to put dudes.
Well, and a couple chicks, Christy, Jenna, and Asia.
I'm just saying, man, she's the only person to put dudes. Nobody usually likes guy porn stars.
I don't know what the fuck this bitch is making here. But Thomas Rodriguez, you were fucking retarded. You posted a picture saying every girl is beautiful, no matter what size or shape. Don't you agree? No.
No, I don't.
No. That's my comment.
You know how, like, fat girls don't like me because I'm fat. Well, you know what? Fuck them.
Yeah, right?
So nobody better tell me that I have to like fat girls, man. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, man, I think it's here funny how this dude fucking, this one dude, Bubba Sherfield, goes, I'm about to give up on love. Mac Lovin posted a picture from Starbucks saying, starting to give a fuck, and it's gone.
that group is pathetic.
It really is. Apparently Claire got to meet Christy Canyon and Asia.
Cool.
Christy was awesome, very down to earth, a sweetheart. Asia was a stuck-up bitch.
But now she is sober, so she is much nicer.
Now she's sober.
And I think Claire's trying to catfish people.
What?
There's a fucking picture she has up for her default. This is something out of fucking Final Fantasy.
That's like, this next catfish episode that's gonna come on next week. The girl, I guess, I don't know, it's gonna be her story, except turns out she sent the person Photoshop pictures of herself.
Oh, fuck!
Yeah, like, she's a real big girl, but she's, you know, Photoshopped it and made it look like she's, like, skinnier than she was. So that's gonna be a good episode.
Oh yeah. But wait, what time does that usually come on at?
10 o'clock on Tuesdays.
Okay. Good, because it actually came on Mondays. I'd say fuck you, and I'm gonna take it raw.
No, it comes on Tuesdays, but I actually watched that Heroes of Cosplay this Tuesday because there was a repeat on Catfish. Since they played that episode on Sunday.
Yeah. All single juggalos, add me. Depends, bitch, what the fuck you look like.
Probably some fat girl.
Yeah, probably. I'm not saying you, but you need to know what the hell you... Bruh, no. Fuck you. You ain't getting at it. Fuck you.
Did you just lose your lunch?
Yeah, it was my lunch, breakfast, dinner, and even fucking breakfast for tomorrow.
Damn. Man, that'd be havoc right there. You'd be crawling on the ground trying to get shot, and you just kiss some random girl's boob.
And as long as she's sexy as all fuck, I won't mind.
Well, all boobs are pretty nice. It's just everything else that comes along with them.
Yeah, agreed.
Well, unless you got some really fucking weird looking boobs, it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like Oksana.
Well, hers is probably due to implants.
So I'm going to take a guess and say she's got one boob that has implants and the other one doesn't.
Or something went wrong or something. Because, I mean, it's normal, you know, when it's a little, you know, uneven and whatnot, but this is just ridiculous.
Yeah, no shit. Oh yeah, I fucked up my makeup, but can a little let get some love? Nope. You just said little what? That means you're young as all fuck.
Yeah, your parents young. Know that you're online.
How these motherfuckers are just retarded. Yeah, you're definitely a little. Yeah, definitely little. Is right. You're born in '97, bitch. Fuck out of here, man. Like, really.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. But I'm tempted to take back my fucking whoop whoop I gave her.
Like, damn, bitch, you too fucking young. You don't get no whoop whoop. Well, then again, on our like page a long while ago, we got that album up there, and it's for face paint. And the person was like, her daughter or whatever, was like, man, put my picture up there, not yours. So we got somebody's kid with face paint up there, you see what I'm saying? See, stuff like that's all right, but little-ass kids all over everywhere else is just weird.
Let's see. I think it's way how this dude book goes. Guess what, fam? The FBI has taken the fam off the gang list and has finally realized, he self realized wrong completely, motherfucker, that we're a family, not a damn gang. Motherfuckers actually believe him, too.
Believe who?
Dude, Sean Bibb. People going like, where's the proof? Connect the link or prove or something.
It was said that we were taken off the gang list. Even the boy Blue said it, man. So it had to have been said. Where's the proof? What the fuck, man?
I'm not seeing it.
The hook? Still there?
No, I left.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so... It still hasn't been taken off yet, though.
Could that be Batman or just another fat kid with a kick?
Oh, look, I pissed some people off of some group.
Who should piss off now?
Let's see. Andrea D. And it goes, every girl has something that makes her beautiful. If other people aren't able to see it, it's their loss.
Oh, not that dumb,
goes, exactly, Andrea. People nowadays seem to focus on what society deems beautiful.
Ugly bitch. So what exactly did you piss him off with?
Well, the fact that, you know, that dude posted that picture, every girl was beautiful. I said, nope.
You pissed him off by saying no.
Exactly.
And that'll just... simple word.
And I was just going, yeah,
just because one person doesn't think she's beautiful doesn't mean someone else won't.
Yeah. Sad thing is, a lot of people think really ugly people are hot. So, yeah, there's always a way around it.
Yeah. And it's sad when ugly people think that they're hot.
Oh, man. That's just weird. Like, nah, bitch, you busted as fuck.
Hell yeah. I mean, shit, man, fucking take me back to fucking high school and I'm gonna get with the fucking chicks that I went to school with. Yo, there were a lot that looked good. There's a shitload that looked fucking ugly as all fucking. It looked like I got in the fucking face.
Shit, man, back in high school, man, I actually became friends with quite a few hot chicks.
Hell yeah, which
was
same here.
Which was surprising, man, you know.
I think it's funny how, like, one of the fucking chicks I became friends with was actually a fucking cheerleader for the fucking school.
Man, our cheerleaders at our school were fucking ugly.
Let's see, one chick was on cheerleader, another one was on track, another one was played like fucking lacrosse.
There was this one cheerleader bitch, man, I always made fun of her. My slogan was her for her was Gore the Whore. Yeah.
That must be one ugly bitch. It's funny how people are telling that dude Sean Bibbs to fucking show proof. He goes, all right, man, whatever. And from, let's see. People ask him, where did he hear it? He goes, all right, man, whatever. And from my dad, which no feds.
Well, then you should probably attack him with an electric sander. That isn't plugged in.
I'm gonna take a guess and see you probably watched Hatchet 3.
No, I'm watching Class Act right now, actually. Well, I guess I guessed a scene from the movie just on the fly here.
Yes. How about the fact that John Crazy Clown finally commented on his fucking status, too?
Oh, yeah? What do you have to say?
He goes, yeah, yeah. And I think it's funny how, what the fuck? Yeah, it's funny how, let's see. What, like a couple of days ago, corrected him on Juggalo, and this dude Jiggle Party Runner, about an hour ago, corrected him as well.
Man, I had to tell him how to spell his chat line name.
Man, it's your chat line, you don't even know how to spell it.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck?
Damn. But man, yo, go back to fucking sexy chick, yo. This one chick I went to school with, yo, like fucking shit. Me and her became like real good friends. Dude, unfortunately, she was only into Asian nudes at the time.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, like fucking fat Asian dudes. And she was a skinny white, she was a fucking skinny white chick, but yo, she looked sexy. Yo, she had one fucking, she had a hell of an ass.
Did you say fat Asian dude she was into? How many fat Asian dudes do you know?
Yes.
How many fat Asian dudes do you know of? Or have ever seen?
One.
Besides, like him. Sumo wrestlers.
Him.
Who?
That dude that she was dating at the time.
So one.
Yes.
Well, no wonder she was with him.
There was none
anywhere else.
Nope. I don't know if she changed her fucking name or not up on Facebook, but she deleted her Facebook along that time ago. We'll find out. Damn, I can't even find her up on Facebook.
Do you even know what her name is?
Yeah, dude. I know, straight up, I know her full name. First, middle, and last.
Well, then she doesn't have a Facebook.
She used to, but then she deleted it.
She probably got a boyfriend. That's a sumo wrestler.
Yeah, more likely.
So then she must have been a big fan of, Yokozuna.
I don't think she'd go that fat.
Big Asian guys.
Yeah, I don't think she'd go that big.
Well, I mean, there's really no in between. Either really skinny Asian guys or really fat Asian guys.
I don't think she'd want to be squished by someone like that.
I'm sure she would enjoy it.
Oh yeah, I'm sure she'd enjoy being dead.
Probably.
What the fuck?
How do you know? Maybe some people do enjoy being dead. We'll never know.
That's why I was going to find a fucking misspelled. I misspelled her middle name. I still can't find her on Facebook. I wonder if I can find a picture of her.
He's gonna go stalk her now.
What else? I think it's funny how, even though she had a fucking boyfriend, she every single fucking day we were at school, I don't think I'd always walk with her to class.
Not allowed to walk with her.
Well, her boyfriend was kind of a fucking douche.
There's a great status. You'd look better on fire. Oh, how I love you, Jasmine.
On fire. Let's see. I've been thinking there was fucking, there's a lot of chicks that went to school that just looked good, man. I'm not lying about that. They look like a shitload that looked good. I think it's funny how these motherfuckers put my full name in the fucking news time, too. What the hell? Fuck out of here.
Man, I searched my fucking name on Google one day, and I didn't even come up.
Damn.
So I really don't exist.
Now, did you try to look up your real name or Ghetto G?
Yeah, my real name.
Damn.
I put in Ghetto G and a whole bunch of shit comes along.
Yeah, I wonder if I can find Lindsay up in this shit. There's a name, but I don't know her middle name, so that doesn't really help.
Let's add this person and see if they have any real pictures.
Doubt it.
Since they want to be my friend and they don't have a real photo.
Oh yeah, how about Merp decided to try and re-add me again. She goes, accept my phone request.
Be like, no.
I just ignored it.
This person has like one fucking picture. God damn it.
They're catfishing you.
Probably. It's not even like a picture of anything. It's like smoke.
Yep, they're definitely catfishing you.
Well, here goes. They stole this picture and cut everything out except for the sign. It said he's tits for tits, otherwise a dollar. I don't want you guys to see my face because then you will know me. It's because it's probably not your picture.
Oh, man. I don't want people to see my picture, but I don't want people to know me. What the fuck?
That's because you clearly stole this fucking picture off of Google.
Damn, fucking bitch is married now. That's fucking nuts.
We are currently looking for underground and metal DJs. If you are interested, hit up our DJ manager, DJ Rainbow.
DJ Rainbow? What the fuck?
She will hook you guys up on the schedule, and any training will be scheduled.
Does she look good?
We do 2-hour shifts, about 3 hours a week per DJ. If you are down, hit us up. This was posted by the man that runs the adult Juggalos.
Yeah.
And this was a profile on wickednation.net. Go to hell. Oh, there's that fucking bitch. Leave all the groups, I'm sick of seeing you. Fucking ugly bitch. No one gives a shit about your chat, man.
Apparently, Chibs and Mama and Gypsy are going to live in a house that's covered in fucking leaves.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll post it to your wall.
No.
And you can see the house that she wants to live in.
Tell them to go back to the Hobbit house and shut up.
Well, technically, you can actually consider this could be considered a Hobbit house.
That's what's even funnier about that.
Of course. It's hilarious.
I just wait until you see that damn fucking...
No incoming pokes.
Man,
did you enjoy my fat Ninja Turtles picture?
Man, that was fucking nuts. What the hell?
I thought it was a funny picture. That's what the Ninja Turtles would really be like nowadays. England, fairy tale cottages. You need to shave your house.
You need to shave your house. Yeah, good luck shaving leaves.
See, this is how some people's houses look before they fucking cut all that shit off. So how is this considered a fairy tale place?
I don't know.
Because there's a fucking, like, little stream or something right there.
And I wonder if I can remember my fucking email for this fucking site.
Like, I would not want this house at all.
Yeah. Hell no.
Shave your house and then we'll talk.
Yeah. Shave your house and then we'll talk.
Otherwise, have fun being a hobbit.
I think it's funny how this site tells you to sign in, but they don't give you a way to sign in.
Finally 18! Whoop whoop! I don't care, man. Good luck, husband. The fuck? Oh. Wait, what is this? Shags is going in for next surgery tomorrow. You spelled tomorrow wrong. Morning. on his spine. Wish him mad clown luck.
He's going in for neck surgery on his spine. Where does that even add up to?
He's going to have spinal surgery. And, well, it's kind of connected to the neck. I don't know, man. But this was posted by Violent J. This was posted by Violent J and Too Dope. Well, and then it was shared from the Juggalo Hall of Fame page.
Man, I didn't realize your neck was on your spine. But now we know.
Are you being serious right now?
I mean, like, I know your neck's attached to your spine, but,
just because it seems like, they completely just took his neck and placed it on his fucking, directly on his spine.
Man, you gotta get in there somehow, motherfucker. So Havoc, stop playing dumb and follow me here.
I want to follow you to the Jayhawk page.
No, man, not there. Nobody should ever have to go there.
So where the fuck am I? Where am I following you to?
In this conversation. I want you to follow me to the Jayhawk page.
You said to follow you, then I can tell me where.
This fucking faggot is done with love and relationships. I want to prove that love is real. Hit me up, fam.
You must be in all juggalo chat then.
I'm just simply scrolling through my news feed. Titties! Girl with a giant rod in her nose.
Okay, let's see. Reset password.
Some girl eating out a skeleton.
What the fuck is he eating out a skeleton for? That must be one bony fucking pussy.
No, it's literally a skeleton.
Sign in. Yeah, I'm back, motherfucker. Damn, I have 857 credits, 7 fucking emails.
Oh, great. Havoc's back to hell.
I'm up on fucking Wicked Nation.
Oh, you're actually on that nonsense, huh?
Been a while since I've been up on here. I've already got 7 fucking messages all from the same person. Let's do a little scouting real quick.
I wish this ugly bitch would stop poking me.
Not gonna happen.
Yeah, clearly she told me that. She never loses, man. I'm about to just give up because I'm tired of poking her.
Why the fuck you poking her with this one in the first place?
Man, that bitch started it. I don't just not poke somebody back. I'm not gonna lose. Mac Miller needs to get punched in the fucking mouth. There we go. Good job on this this picture.
Let's see.
I'm not fat. I'm just easy to see.
And it's the fact that I got 857 credits. What the fuck? Now, what can I put my credits towards? Let's find out.
Nothing.
Let me just find out. I got to put some towards something, man. Do not get my hopes up with this one. Yeah, absolutely nothing. 50 dollars for VIP tickets to go see. I don't know what the fuck. They didn't even tell you what bands and shit like that is. What the fuck it's for? Something called separate entry, no wait. Well, no, that's not it. Some bullshit.
Hey,
Mr. Don't worry, be a photo.
DJ, put a record on. No, seriously, play a song.
Sounds good. while we're going through this entire fucking thing of Wicked Nation. I will warn you, though. Baldy's up on there somewhere.
Baldy?
You remember
which
Baldy?
One?
Keith.
Keith?
Yeah, the old man. The one that's, you know, with Alley, the one that's with Alley Cat now.
Oh, yes, that thing.
Yep. He's up on there somewhere.
Fee-fi-ho.
And he's a...
the toothless bastard.
Yeah. Fee-fi-ho, the toothless bastard.
Spin that shit, nigga.
Sounds good.
Turn me up a little bit louder, Rob. Cause I want all the ass shakers to feel this shit, you know what I mean? Tech 9. Check it out. Yeah.
I'm looking for that little lady with a lot of buzz, so I can get you to my crib and throw that bottom up. I hope you got enough. We rock G-spots. Neighbors be complaining when I make your pussy beatbox. Yeah, I like how that sound. Front desk calling, telling us to hold it down. Nah, because we rolling off the Molly Pops. We rebel in ghetto like wind up and duck the dots. What up? KCMO, KCK, niggas. North Kansas City, throw pussy every day, niggas. This shit right here, niggas, is for the real fizzlers. Cash makers, ass shakers, stacking trill figures. We got a lot of it. Tech and Nina just gotta hit. Other niggas worship the coochie, but I'm the god of it. Yeah, I'm on some holla shit, even though Nina got a bitch. I love the way you wiggle and wobble it. It's so marvelous. So hey, baby, tell me what you say. Tell that nigga that away and freak Monday through Saturday. The way you pop, it's an incredible scene. I'm trying to tell you, baby girl, I wanna get in between. That box ain't nothing better for wetter than that box. How can I bet up and get up in that box? You keep my head up and fed up in that box. Lady in your box, baby in that box. Ain't nothing better for wetter than that box. How can I bet up and get up in that box? You keep my head up and fed up in that box. Lady in your box, baby in that box.
I'm trying to get me since I got out to get in the idiom. I've been in the millennium, plenty of wild box. Got me hunting, fuck every fox, and I need it lots. Got to give me it, getting off my box. Can I just get a taste of it? It makes me crazy, craving it all in my face, and I make sure I put my name in it. Dabbing like dabbing, you're thirsty for me to hurt you with this pressure bonus. Like the purpose is to go to work on this.
She won't let me go.
You better get up out of the bed if you're hollering.
I know you want me down.
You better get on top of the head if you can swallow it. Yeah,
so here we go. Reason for your girls leaving ya. Don't let the sleep out the speaker. And I've been known for breaking up a happy home. Beat up that nappy dog. She will be a victim bone. Don't let me see
that box. Ain't nothing better for wetter than that box. How can I bet up and get up in that box? You keep my head up and fed up in that box. Lady in your box, baby in that box. Ain't nothing better for wetter than that box. How can I bet up and get up in that box? You keep my head up and fed up in that box.
Play, I got a bitch. I got a bitch. You know you love this rap, nigga. Never get enough.
know, then we know, that this thing right here, boy, was so cold.
So cold.
Once you get it, you'll never forget it. Oh no,
oh, no.
You know what I'm talking about, baby? I'm talking about that.
It's Spider-Man, bitch, the one that they've been talking about. Yeah, I know you just walked in, but now you're walking out.
Walking out.
I got something better for you than a little drink,
drink.
All you gotta do is show a player a little pink,
pink.
Might buy you some earrings or a little mink,
mink.
Now your man ain't no problem, he's just a little kink,
kink.
Now bring your big ass over here on this little sink,
sink.
Check the pussy was fine, but it had a little stink. Had to back up off her. Due to the smell, I think my dick got soft. She was banging her head out on the sheetrock. I was all in the pussy, making it beatbox. That's how it sounds. Ass so fat, I had to walk around. She was screaming, yeah,
yeah,
and I was saying, no,
no.
You done gave me the box, so bitch, I gotta go.
Box. Ain't nothing better or wetter than that box. How can I bet up and get up in that box? You keep my head up and fed up in that box. Lady in your box, baby in that box.
And we're back.
Well, you chose number 25, while I choose number 17. I'd hit you with a bus.
This insertion is strictly off the books. Full biotech, biotox loadout. Something nasty has gone down, and you're on cleanup stage in this farmhouse and await instruction.
Yes, farmhouse.
I gotta like figure out how to play this damn game without killing myself 10,000 times. Motherfucker, die, motherfucker, die!
Stores I want to name. Just got to remember what their names are.
Yep. SAS. Zombie Assault. Ninja Kiwi Games. Give me some better zombie games.
Oh, well, this should be good.
with the fact that I'm trying to kill zombies on a fucking PC game and suck completely.
No.
The fact that you just listen to that shit little fucking porn star.
Well, there's a bunch more, man. There's a few that forget how to spell their names.
But just go on a random guess and, you know, pull half these motherfuckers and just spell wrong.
Well, of course, I can include Jenna Jameson in that too, but, you know, that's just too typical.
That plus is taken already.
Yeah, plus that bitch O'Bear said it already.
Sound off. Thank you. Looks like a gay version of the fucking the Sims. I just want to kill some zombies.
Well, if M. Wall saw that, he'd probably call him at Rachel Store.
What happened?
I said if M. Wall saw that, he'd probably call at Rachel Store.
Yeah, probably. Shotgun.
Fuck you! Give me shotgun!
No.
Tell me no. Give me my gun. I'm gonna shoot these motherfuckers.
That's why we're not giving it to you.
Why won't you die? Run away!
Inferno, and I got to the one part and I can't fucking jump up to this one part where I need to go, and I get pissed off at it.
Yeah, that's pretty worth it. I didn't get that game.
So I fucking gave up on it. I just said, fuck this shit. Fucking irritating bastard.
TNA, Mutant, that turtle.
So I have no idea how the hell them people beat that game, man. I can't even jump up to a little fucking ledge. God damn it.
Well, let's find out if I can do it.
What do you mean if you could do it? Do you even have the game?
No, not yet.
Well, then how are you going to do it?
I'm going to order the game, and when I get it, I'm going to try.
Man, don't order that game.
Let me see. Do I want the one that's for $21, or do I want the one that's for $22?
Man, I mean, it got some pretty, as you would put, badass things in there. You know, you see some titties and whatnot and blah, 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 some crazy fighting shit, big-ass swords and whatnot. But when it comes to jumping on shit, it's a real bitch. And I don't know, man, you might not like it, man. It kind of got some religion things kind of built into it, you know, because you're shooting out crosses and shit.
Maybe I'll skip that.
Yeah, right, dude. There ain't no way they're going to induct Owen Hart into the Hall of Fame.
Why not?
Man, they ain't never going to do that. If they didn't do it by now, they sure fucking got to do it.
Well, yeah, they should put fucking Chris Benoit up into the Hall of Fame.
Come on, man. That's never going to happen.
I mean, come on, man. They should forget about the whole suicide, homicide thing. And, you know, actually focus on, you know, the good he did for the business. I mean, come on. Benoit was one of the best fucking wrestlers to even step into the WWE.
Well, they don't care about that anymore.
Of course not. All they care about is the fact they killed somebody. And they're like, no, yo, you all have to forget about him.
Exactly.
Well, fuck that. I don't want to forget about him. I want him to be in the Hall of Fame. And if he's not in that Hall of Fame, we'll make a JRR Hall of Fame and put him in there. I'm glad they invented a plastic bowl.
Man, this was a good one, too, about that Miley Cyrus, man. And they worked in the Snickers commercial. Laugh out loud, twerk. Miley, eat a Snickers. Why? Because you go batshit insane when you're hungry. Better.
Oh, it smells fucking amazing. I've never had these ones before, till now. But you know, I got one better. You know who the WWE should put in the Hall of Fame?
Who?
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Really?
Hey, why not?
Because they weren't in WWE, you dumbass. Oh, great. The Miz versus Randy Orton on SmackDown.
Woo! Fuck that. There we go.
Come on, really? We gotta see that again.
What?
Ziggler versus The Shield.
Again?
Yeah, again.
Why? I guess it's going another fucking handicap match, right?
Well, that's what it's going to be, yes.
Or they're going to do a gauntlet match that becomes a handicap match.
No, a handicap match.
Fuck them bitches. And give them my spoon.
Oh, great. Now, we also get to see Brian versus Ryback again.
The fuck?
Because Vicky Guerrero apparently calls Daniel Bryan a bully.
How the fuck is he a bully?
Well, I don't want to tell you everything that's going to happen.
I don't know how to fuck. So it's going to be a bully versus a bully match.
Yeah, I guess that's what they're going to lead it up to.
And the winner gets his rightful spot in the BS Star campaign. Oh, sorry.
No,
right,
come
back.
On, man. Mm-hmm. Why did every match have to end like that? God damn it. I'm going to kill you, Roman Reigns.
Spear! Spear!
So you think that handicap match is actually going to happen at Night of Champions?
I doubt it.
Come on, how many times we got to see the Wyatts beat the fuck out of Tons of Funk? Come on. Clearly, Tons of Funk are not going to go anywhere. Do we really got to keep seeing the same match?
No. Oh, God. But I hope they don't do that.
Do what?
Apparently, Hulk Hogan is going to possibly be at WrestleMania 30.
That would be fucking stupid.
I know, right?
Since he's running TNA.
Well, I mean, come on. They let fucking Christian go to fucking do a TNA pay-per-view. And Christian was reported the WWE at the time.
Vince McMahon's going to go to TNA's pay-per-view.
That would just be absolutely horrible and retarded.
Man, people that type in another language, man, are just hilarious. Because I don't know what the fuck they're saying. It's like, what are the gay, a hot girl, yeah, auntie, yay, ye, to be, holy, holy, some shit.
What up?
Something.
I don't know what they're saying.
Talk about role play expert.
Like a role play expert, what?
That's what it says. Posting the same fucking picture all the time. Whatever, bitch.
One more WWE Diva lands a movie role. Are you fucking shitting me? Do they really need a fourth one?
Fourth what?
For being Kane.
Yay, another Scorpion King.
This time it'll have Eve up in it.
It'll have who?
Eve.
The fuck? She's not a Scorpion King.
I know. Need another one. Fuck out of here with that shit. That's one. Who told you you could make a fourth one? Are you ready for the return of the Cobra?
Yeah. He's a better wrestler than Roman Reigns.
Santino is a Canadian after all.
What's that going to do with anything?
I don't know. He's a Canadian, so he's better than Roman Reigns.
Everybody's better than Roman Reigns. Oh, look, Colby has become an alcoholic.
Oh, look, Karma's skinny.
What?
I said Karma's skinny.
Right.
Oh man, she lost weight. A shitload of it.
Where'd it go?
I don't know, maybe she ate it.
Smash your pass. Smash. Aw. Your face into a brick wall.
Uh.
Do you miss Goldberg? What are you talking about? Goldberg's still there.
Yeah. He just changed his name to Ryback. About damn time, motherfucker.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about, apparently, Matt Borg is coming back.
Back to what?
Well, let's see. PW Insider reports that Matt Morgan has had talks with people in WWE, but is nowhere close to signing a contract yet. So apparently he's getting ready to return to the WWE.
Let's see.
About time. I mean, come on. Who wouldn't want to see Matt Morgan versus Brock Lesnar? Or versus Ryback? And who wouldn't want to see the Carbon Blueprint delivered to Roman Reigns?
Havoc, do you want to be on the record label Wicked Nation Records?
No. I don't want to be a part of a fake label.
Why not? They're all the rage, man.
Yeah, there's so much the rage. Man, unfortunately, I had one up on here. It failed. It didn't go nowhere. I mean, even his own artist left him.
Who knows? They're probably still around, though.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll probably have like a fucking threesome. You got fucking Chris fucking LV's dick. And then you got LV's fucking Acetone's dick. And yes, I said, LB has a dick.
Yeah, I heard you.
I don't think she's a chick that much. I think she just might be a fucking train.
Wouldn't surprise me either. Love a fucking God, quit fucking bugging me, you fucking bitch. Go play with your kids or something. Leave me alone.
Stop it, bitch.
It was a bit of a new Bugatti. Fuck you. And your terrible song.
I agree.
What the hell did Eminem say in that new song? He woke up in a Monte Carlo with an ugly Kardashian. Got a call that I never hoped I would get. And that he said it was a fellow juggalo in my crypt, nigga. He got gunned down. Really? What did you think was going to happen, man, if you're in a fucking gang?
Oh, yeah. AJ had the wedgie. Bailey get her ass kicked by AJ.
Okay.
And we'll be back tomorrow. And remember, Friday, Dead Celebrity Status.